This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
You're listening to The New Day, Feel the Power. Here's one of our favorite episodes, and you can check out more from the archives on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time. It's entitled The New Day. Feel the power,
baby.
I am Xavier Woods.
And it's your boy, Big E.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Kofi Kingston. You see what I did there?
There's a Hov line, right?
You see what I did?
Right,
Yeah. I'm a big Jay-Z fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do that every time.
More of a Nas guy, but respect.
Okay.
Y'all know it's March Madness season, and everybody and their mamas on Twitter, on Instagram, all over the social medias want to make their own brackets for things because they want to be a part of the fun. So we're going to do the same thing. We are talking about the greatest television shows in the history of television. And we have our fantastic moderator, Dan Reichert, who will be eating a hat shortly on Up, Up, Down, Down to fulfill his giant Bob requirements.
Wow, no one agreed to this. I am the impartial moderator here. Impartial. My opinions do not matter at all.
You're right.
To enforce the rules.
They don't. Wow.
What kind of hat? A fedora?
No, I got a sombrero.
An edible hat.
Ooh.
No. It's edible. The one you showed me wasn't edible at all.
Everything is edible if you try hard enough. Ooh.
Tiny pieces at a time.
Trust me.
Over the course of years.
So we are going over our bracket for the greatest show of all time. We will begin with how many shows?
64.
We got
64. We got 64.
Fool.
He don't know sports, man.
I don't. This is not a secret.
But it's designed like
it's not a secret.
I know.
64.
I know.
But I asked for playing games. I said, are there playing games? So we're not. This is not quite true to the NCAA March Madness format. But
he don't know what he want. He don't know what he want.
You don't. Yeah. You said you admitted it.
Just get to it, man.
You admitted it. He said, that's what he said.
I explained the tournament.
Someone might be coming into the show and they might not know that you don't know sports. So I got to, let them know.
Congratulations.
We have 64 shows broken into four different categories. One show will be voted the victor by the three of us because our opinion really matters.
That's right. Does it though?
No. Yes.
None of this matters.
None of it.
Not a thing.
We are in the second simulation of this earth.
Yeah.
None of this is important.
None of this at all.
But we appreciate you spending your time with us before you are reincarnated as some sort of forest animal.
Gentlemen, we have four divisions. Shall I read them?
Read it.
You shall. All right.
Here are the four divisions for the tournament. We have live action comedy.
Mm.
Ooh. Animated, mm-hmm. This includes cartoons and anime,
ooh.
Drama,
mm-hmm.
And reality / game show.
Ooh.
Okay.
Drama.
This is the first round. Each one of these will be determined by a vote. There are three of you. There will be no ties. This will be kind of a lightning round, so get your arguments in. I will call time, and then we will move on.
Perfect.
Are you ready, gentlemen?
We are prepared.
Okay, we are going to go through the live action comedy bracket first.
Ooh.
The first round, Seinfeld versus Family Matters. Go.
Whoa.
That's cake.
It is.
Seinfeld going clean up, baby. Yeah. Seinfeld all the way through. Family Matters is incredible. Obviously, you know I love Urkel. Mm-hmm. But Seinfeld is the greatest sitcom of all time.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Well, all time.
But Seinfeld is definitely funnier than Family Matters. Family Matters is an incredible show. I love it. Everybody that was in it was killing it. But Seinfeld is on another level.
It's okay, true. This is real quick. I saw a tweet that popped me good, Family Matters related. So there was a tweet that, you know how Harriet would come down the stairs and everybody oohs and ahs? Boy, she looking trash.
Oh, no.
I got to find the exact.
God.
No.
But I got to find the exact word, but it popped me good. about everyone oohed and ahed. Boy, she looking trash.
Come on, don't do Harriet like that. Not only do they not win the round, now you got to do Harriet like that, too.
I love me some
is
player.
That two votes for Seinfeld, or is that three?
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, I'll give it three. I'll give it three.
Okay.
Give
wow. Seinfeld that's advances. Okay.
Quick one.
Yeah.
Next matchup, Parks and Recreation against The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, Fresh Prince, easy.
Fresh Prince. I've never seen an episode of Parks and Rec.
No, really?
I tried. I got like five or six deep and wasn't feeling it.
Didn't do it for you.
Ron Swanson's hilarious, though, that character.
He is great, yes. Yeah. So, your vote?
Is Fresh Prince. Easy.
Fresh Prince.
Bro.
100.
Is it nothing in Parks and Recs will ever touch. Man, he don't want me. Why don't he want me?
Oh, that was bro. Got deep.
That and then Carlton moving on his hands and knees all around the set. Hilarious. Hilarious.
All right, you're right.
All right, Fresh Prince advances. Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Next up, Golden Girls.
Easy. Don't even say it.
No,
hang on, hang on.
Only one.
In Living Color.
Golden Girls.
Ooh.
That's not a ooh. If y'all don't pick Golden Girls, we're fist fighting.
Easy. Everyone has their own vote. Everyone has their own vote.
Bro. You act like it was matched up against some trash show.
It's
In
not.
Living Color.
Incredible show. Produced Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, J-Lo was a fly girl. Incredible show. How many seasons did it last? Three or four? Sorry. Golden Girls runs the test of time. It's still funny today. The best written show ever in the history of television. Nothing will ever beat Golden Girls.
Man, Golden Girls is incredible. I watched it once on a road trip from Iowa to Florida the entire time. But your boy going in Living Color.
Oh, right. Boy.
Kofi, are you my friend?
Look, man, this isn't about friends. This is about.
Do you want me to walk out right now? Am I walking out right now?
I can't even look you in the eye right now.
I'll be done and I'll go to sleep.
Woods,
I'm done.
Woods, I am so sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
In Living Color had some of the most hilarious. Yeah, I haven't gotten my vote yet. Before you walk out, can I explain? I haven't even voted yet. Wow, it was so hilarious. I felt like it was ahead of its time. You had Homie the Clown, Fire Marshal Bill.
Yes,
come on, man. Antoine.
Great show.
You know?
Incredible show.
And Golden Girls, I feel like when it was out, I was just, I was too young to be watching Golden Girls. The humor didn't sit with me, so I never went back and watched it. And I'm so sorry, Woods, that I brought you back in here to sit
you
down.
You didn't vote.
But I am going to
vote. He didn't vote yet.
Let me hit the vote out, man. You don't know which way I'm going. I might be building it up, man. You know, you're getting all emotional. But I am going. In Living Color.
That's a first round upset. Golden Girls upset. Out of the first round.
I didn't feel good about it. It was a close one, though. It was like the game went to overtime.
If it was against Parks and Rec, I would have voted for Golden Girls, but I connected a lot more within Living Color. Come on, man. The Wayans brothers, all those
Come
guys,
on,
man.
Bro.
Come on, man.
Come on,
I'm so
bro.
Sorry.
We're sorry.
I really
y'all
bad
are sorry.
We don't feel good about it.
We can't come out here and lie.
Yes, you do. Okay? Because what's going to happen is y'all going to railroad me as soon as he says something about Breaking Bad, and I won't get a vote there either.
Is it even on the list? Who knows?
Gentlemen.
You told him to put it on the list.
Gentlemen,
what?
The next matchup is Curb Your Enthusiasm versus Living Single.
Ooh.
Golly.
We this is painful. Living Single.
Ooh, in a 90s kind of world. I'm glad I got my
Keep your head up. Keep your head up.
That's right.
I don't know the rest.
Oh.
Do those count as votes?
No.
No.
Man, no, no.
My homegirl's
But it's Curb, man.
It's Curb.
It is Curb.
It's Larry Bro, David, Larry man. David.
And Curb is back on.
And it's back, and so. He hasn't missed a beat.
And this is based on what's funnier?
Better.
What you like.
Oh, man. It's a huge living.
It's the black single. Version of Friends?
It's great.
I don't know. That's hard.
I'm going Curb. I don't feel good about it.
That's one Curb. Kofi?
Okay, painfully, once again, I got to go with Curb.
It advances.
Come on, man.
Good.
You want to get your vote on the record?
I don't have to get your vote on the record.
No?
Oh, you don't want to put... That's smart.
For the record.
Coward.
You, for the record?
You yeah.
Coward.
Record.
Livingston.
Okay. 2-1. Curb advances.
Respect. I'll give it to him.
Fair. All right.
I'll give it to him.
Up next.
Overton.
Yeah. What are y'all going to...
Heavy D was...
Yeah. What was Overton's roommate's name? Kyle?
With the voice.
Oh, Kyle had great voice.
Kyle.
All right, let's move on.
Up next is The Office, U.S. version, against... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Sunny in Philadelphia. Easy.
Sunny.
Not going to railroad me again.
Ooh. Sunny, I love Sunny, but they had some real downs. Remember the one with the ham in the ocean?
Hilarious. You get drunk off the ham, the ocean ham.
I mean, they lost me for like a season or so. They brought me back, but.
Hold on. What was the other show? I didn't even hear it.
The Office, U.S.
The Office is great.
Bro, The Office
but listen,
is incredible.
But check it. The Office U.S. version is a spinoff of The Office U.K. version, while Sunny is its own show with its own irrelevant. Original ideas.
So?
Irrelevant.
Really?
That's not relevant.
That's not part of the credentials to be on the list.
That you doesn't have to be an original show.
There were 12 episodes of The British Office. There were like 800 of the U.S. one.
It's a really good show.
I'm going Office.
You're going to go Office, too.
Yeah. Crow
is incredible.
All right.
Well, but in all fairness, I know you guys have gotten me, you tried to get me to watch Always Sunny for a while, and I have never done it, so... I got to go with The Office.
All right.
I just don't know. I'm going with what I know. I'm sorry.
We need a bigger bracket. This is
We don't
painful.
Need a bigger bracket. Y'all need to make better decisions is what's happening.
No, it's not on us.
Always Sunny is one of the funniest
gentlemen.
Shows ever made.
Gentlemen. Yes, fine. It's a large bracket.
Fine. Go, Dan.
Up next, we have Chappelle's Show versus Arrested Development.
Chappelle's Show.
Easy.
I mean, Chappelle's Show, yes. That's my vote. Okay. But Arrested Development
great, hilarious
is one of the most smartly written shows.
Never seen
hilarious.
It. Never seen
but
it.
But the Spell Show is groundbreaking. And I feel like my black card would be removed if I wouldn't.
Oh, 100%.
Before, yeah.
The delegation gives up Big E. What did they say? And as I show, I drink as I sip my soda that I'm sure somebody spit in.
Chappelle's Show advances.
Hate. I gotta leave and put some more water in Buck Nasty's mama's dish.
Up next.
Yes.
Sanford and Son.
Okay.
Versus Saved by the Bell.
What? Sanford and Son. Easy.
Yeah.
Red easy. Fox.
I'm coming home.
Oh. Elizabeth, yeah.
You know what? Honestly, I haven't even really watched that much Sanford and Son, but I've...
Get on it.
I think I've watched more Saved by the Bell, but I've laughed harder when I've watched Sanford and Son.
Red Fox is incredible. Yes. He's incredible. And when TV Land first became a thing, I was glued as a kid, and that
really?
Was on all the time.
And
I loved it.
You know what else was on TV Land? Golden Girls!
Well, let's move on!
The Golden Girls is out.
This is probably going to get a lot of hate. Kelly Kapowski was looking right. AC Slater, I think he got a scholarship to Iowa, so respect there.
Oh.
Saved by the Bell. Wildly overrated.
I'll agree with that.
Thank you. I was gonna get some resistance here.
No, I know I haven't watched much of it, so I'll just agree to be in the group.
Same.
You know.
Okay.
But I don't. I feel like I've watched more Saved by the Bell, but like you said, Red Fox.
Incredible.
Yeah, but I didn't watch much Sanford and Son, but. Red Fox as a comedian. I'm voting for Red Fox.
Fair.
And also, sorry, before we move to the next thing. So Saved by the Bell, incredible show in its own right, in its own time. I'm pretty sure it's coming back.
Oh.
So we would love to be on it, just so everybody is aware.
Oh, sure.
We would love to be a part of it.
If we vote for it, can we be on it?
Yeah.
That won't sway my vote.
Huh?
We won't sway the vote, but we would love to be on it.
It'll sway my vote.
Respect to Saved by the Bell.
It'll sway my vote.
Sanford and Son advances.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the final matchup in the live action comedy category, Saturday Night Live versus Key and Peele.
Saturday Night Live.
Ooh.
Just because it's been on for longer,
it's, like
it's been funnier
seasons.
For a longer time. Yeah, it's not fair. That's not a fair matchup.
Is there an unfunny Key and Peele?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some cuds.
There's some. They miss a few times, but I'd say they're like 80-20, which is an incredible ratio.
Incredible.
But are we weighing... So SNL also has a ton of duds.
Right.
This is true.
So this is hard because what Key and Peele, what, three seasons? Two to four seasons compared to over 40 seasons of SNL.
It's not a fair.
If we're talking Eddie Murphy SNL,
it's
Chevy
incredible.
Chase.
This is deep. This is not fair.
I'm gonna go SNL based on that.
There's more history.
Bigger body of work.
Key and Peele, incredibly hilarious and literally the exact form of comedy that attracts someone like me, black dude from the suburbs, has experiences on both sides of. Whatever life is, they hit my form of comedy, especially with the show, the movie with the cat. Keanu. Incredible. But SNL, like you said, it's like 40 seasons deep, but you can't.
You don't vote against
compare them.
The Breakfast?
We do need a vote.
I say SNL.
It don't matter. I already said SNL, so just throw out your trash vote.
Wow. So if I vote for SNL, does that make your vote trash, sir?
Maybe.
I'm going with Key and Peele, baby.
Okay. All right. SNL advances.
Yeah, but we love Key and Peele.
We do.
Yeah. All of you are incredible for watching that show.
Yes.
All of you.
But Dave Chappelle also made a good point. He said, they're doing my show.
Well, that's the same thing.
He said it went away.
So what, Dave Chappelle is doing Eddie Murphy's comedy sketches from SNL? Like, everybody...
Nah, it's not the same.
Just because you're the same ethnicity doing comedy doesn't mean you're doing the same show.
It was groundbreaking. Let's move
on. Yeah, he was.
Let's move on!
Go ahead. Are you Dan?
Gentlemen.
Thank you.
We will move on to the next division.
Okay.
The animated division.
Yeah, let's go.
Tournament.
I got a lot of things to say.
Let's go.
First round. X-Men, the animated series.
I know, but what is, you have to wait and see what it's against.
You gotta wait.
Versus Doug.
That's tough. X-Men, man.
Bro, banging on a trash can.
Doug was great.
I was just talking about this with my wife. There was a shirt, a Killer Tofu shirt that I almost bought.
Yeah. But the beats, Patty Mayonnaise,
man,
Skeeter.
That's too bad.
The first black character I really resonated with.
But I went back and rewatched X-Men, the animated series in my 20s. It still holds
up. I'm kind of watching
it
now.
I'm watching X-Men now.
Or sorry, Spider-Man and X-Men just showed up. Bro, you go first. I don't know.
I'll say X-Men.
X-Men.
I'll say X-Men.
X-Men advances. Would you like to have your vote on the record?
You got to have it on the record.
Doug.
Okay.
I said Doug.
Doug gets a point, but is eliminated.
Anything Nickelodeon wins, I want to host Nick Arcade.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta look good.
Your vote was swayed. I don't like it.
We might talk about Nick Arcade later.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Oh, it better be on.
Next up in animated, Thundercats versus the Boondocks.
Bro, Boondocks.
Boondocks.
Oh,
easy.
God.
Boondocks.
Easy. Boondocks.
My childhood versus my adulthood.
The decision has been
born.
Made for you, Cove.
Shoot.
Don't much matter.
Okay, good.
But let's pretend the fourth season of the Boondocks never happened.
Yes.
Because that's big trash.
Yes.
First three seasons when Aaron Magruder was still a part of it. So funny.
It's coming back,
so
right?
funny. It is on HBO.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes. Remember we met Uncle Ruckus?
Yes.
Stinkmina.
Yes. Why am I blanking on the actor's name? Gary Anthony Williams.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Gary Anthony Williams. That's who it is. He did a movie with Seamus, and he came back to Staples Center, and
Ninja
he
Turtles.
Did. I didn't even ask him to do it, but he did the
Turtles.
Uncle Ruckus voice, and it was just made my day.
Oh, you little.
Yeah, you can't say any of that here.
Next up, Dragon Ball Z versus G.I. Joe.
Gee, Dragon Ball, easy. Bro,
man,
I
haven't really watched either of these.
Hey, Kof, did you just recently watch every episode of G.I. Joe?
No.
Did you recently watch every episode of Dragon Ball?
Yes.
And why?
Because I wanted to get reacclimated with the
amazing
series.
Will there be any situation where you need to become reacclimated with G.I. Joe?
The characters Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes and the Dreadnoughts.
But what about all the characters of Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, uh-huh. Lady J, Scarlet. I can't vote against them.
Bulma, Goku, Krillin, Piccolo, Vegeta, Frieza, Cell,
Frieza,
Master Roshi,
Dragon Ball Z. Begrudgingly.
To confirm, Dragon Ball Z has two votes at least.
Yeah, but let E vote. He doesn't care either.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever watched either show. Sorry.
Dragon Ball advances.
G.I. Joe.
Up next, the real Ghostbusters.
Ooh, okay.
Versus. Okay. Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget. Real Ghostbusters is great. Y'all have never seen it, have you?
I don't think I have.
Ghostbusters?
The real Ghostbusters. It's a different cartoon.
Wait.
Oh.
There's a Ghostbusters cartoon.
Ghostbusters. That one?
That's Ghostbusters. No, the other one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's literally called The Real Ghostbusters.
Sure. Yeah, no, I've seen that. That's the more popular one.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Way more popular. Yeah.
But Peter regardless, Bagman. Inspector Gadget is better than both of those cartoons.
I don't know that it is.
So you go Inspector Gadget?
Yes, and you're going Inspector Gadget clearly because of deals we can't talk about yet.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't matter.
So you voted?
I'll go Inspector Gadget.
Great.
What's your vote?
Oh!
He has the vote still.
Yeah.
You love sitting on that fence, don't you?
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters.
Get your ass off.
Gadget advances.
Okay.
Next up.
I'll get you, Gadget.
The Simpsons.
Okay.
Versus.
Family Guy?
South Park.
Ooh, South Park.
Whoa.
I said that real fast.
Answer quick. That's your vote.
Because I've been saying,
no way.
Oh, God. This
and it's
tough.
Mainly because
you should have flip-flopped him, man.
South Park has been so self-aware. Simpsons did it. Like, but Simpsons is so good. But post Maude dying, it's weird. But we got bleeding gums. We got a poo. Mm. We got Nelson. We got.
You had the fake Skinner. Things got pretty rough after that. Skinner.
Yeah. Post Maude dying, Simpsons is a different show. Mm-hmm. Can we delineate?
Nope. Entire breadth of the show.
Okay, Family Guy. Or sorry, not nope, Family Guy. Nope. South Park. South Park for me.
I watch more Simpsons than South Park, so I got to go with the Simpsons, man. Fair.
I'm going to go with Simpsons because I never really got into South Park.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Poor thing. It's the animation style. Jarring.
You poor thing.
Well, in the beginning, it very much was. Now, it's incredible. South Park is just so on point with cultural issues.
So I've heard. But I've heard great things.
That's argument for a different day.
Let's move on.
All right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Against?
Animaniacs.
TMNT, let's go.
Ooh, yeah, TMNT.
That's easy.
Okay. Animaniacs is great, but it's the beginning of the downfall of cartoons.
Yeah. Okay, easy. Mm-hmm. We have two more left in this division. He-Man versus...
Anything else, I'm in.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, easy.
What's your version to He-Man?
I don't think I've ever watched one episode of He-Man.
Are you joking?
I think I've got like a half episode.
Like purposely, or you just missed it?
Purposely, because it's like I never got into He-Man.
What?
What's your vote?
Is this a generational thing?
I think so.
Yeah, big gap between
us. Nah, because we're all the same generation.
No, we're
it's not.
See, you faltered.
It's not a generational thing. Ooh, what was it? He-Man and what?
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, bro.
God.
I'm about to cosplay as Powder Toast Man at PAX, bro. Let's go.
Powder Toast.
The horse, the egg?
Skeletor. He-Man.
Bro, Log?
Skeletor, bro.
Biggie?
That's Ren and Stimpy. I guarantee.
Ren and Stimpy had a log.
Yes.
And a saw.
Yes.
This is a kid's show.
Yes.
I can't get into too much detail.
Yes, you can.
But you know what it is. They sawed back and forth. If you know me or have ever seen me in the last 5 years, caught a promo or do anything on TV, you know this is my kind of humor. Yes. This is what I want. This is in my wheelhouse.
You know what? Let's explain it. They made it look like something was going on that shouldn't have been happening on a children's show. And I appreciate that. One, because of the vulgarity. Two, because you're normalizing things that should be normalized anyway in our current day society. Open up your minds.
Should that be normalized for kids?
I mean, we got to start somewhere. You always say that, don't you?
I do say that, somewhere. But I don't have any kids. You have little Griff? You have little Griff up there watching?
I'm like, Griff, watch it. Okay. I watched it.
Okay.
I don't care.
Why are you getting so high-pitched?
Real
because
high-pitched.
Because, you know, I got to get real serious when I get high-pitched.
Arn, is that you?
What's the next? E-lying, is that you?
Sir, how dare you? If anyone's a liar here, it's not me. I'm a second.
When you lie, your voice hits that next octave.
Not at all. Ren and Stimpy it is. Ren
next
Stimpy.
One.
The final matchup in the animated division.
Animated.
Batman, the animated series.
That's the one.
Versus Rugrats.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm rewatching Rugrats right now.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
The worst parents.
Batman, the animated series still holds up. I love how dark it is and its visual appearance and the tone of the show. I haven't watched Rugrats since I was a small child, so I'm going to go Batman, the animated series.
Okay, this is difficult for me, like I said, because I'm rewatching Rugrats, and I already rewatched Batman a few years ago, and comparing them is so strange. Rugrats is an incredible show, and they teach you a lot about life as a child, but so does Batman. You vote.
Oh, no. You threw it to me. Oh, golly. I feel like there was so much. I was getting to the age where you recognize like the double entendres and everything. You know what I'm saying?
I got my vote.
In Rugrats. So, Batman. Oh, God.
Yeah. Batman it is.
God.
Batman it is.
I'm going to give you my reason for why I'm selecting this. So I'm going to say Batman. So Batman it is, but it's because Batman the animated series led to Batman Superman Adventures, which is one of the greatest cartoons of all time, and I'm not sure why it's not on this list. My God, what a cartoon.
What a cartoon.
That wraps up the animated division.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are moving on to the second half of the first round.
Part two.
Of the tournament.
Two.
This is the drama division.
Mm-hmm.
The first match. Breaking Bad.
That's easy.
Versus Better Call Saul.
Oh.
That's a very strange matchup, babe.
I don't even want to take any time with whatever it. Breaking
needs,
Bad.
Whatever needs to vote.
There's a reason. There's a reason that's Better Call Saul is a spinoff of Breaking Bad. You know, you have the bigger show and you have the spinoff. That is also the reason, but Breaking Bad is definitely the better show. 100%. 100%. Not even close.
I enjoy Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
And it actually recently came back for the fifth season.
Is it fifth?
Maybe. I don't know. Don't quote me.
I'm behind.
But it's back, but I'm behind as well. But that's easy. It's Breaking Bad. But I feel like, you know, obviously it's Breaking Bad. We don't need to hear Woods' voice on this matter.
Wow. We don't need to.
No, let me finish.
We don't need to.
But we do need to hear your voice in that you have some history with the show Breaking Bad.
I don't have history with Breaking Bad.
What do you mean?
Y'all have history.
Oh, you don't? Do you like the show?
No.
So here's some backstory.
We've done this.
Can I get to the backstory?
Go ahead.
Hold on, let him fill him in.
We used to play a little game called the Creep Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
A little game on the road.
Until you killed it.
I birthed it, and I killed it. That's right. Anyways, I'm sure we'll get into that. We'll get into that in more detail at some point.
Yeah, tell about me first.
But anyways,
Let's do it.
One of the stipulations, because Woods lost his game, was that he watched because we knew how much he hated Breaking Bad. He hates it to the point that this man said that Breaking Bad, what'd you say, one of the worst shows ever created is what you said.
Did I ever say it like that?
I believe you said it. You denigrated it.
Okay. Blasphemous.
So I will say that a lot of me, quote unquote, hating the show is a lot of gravitas because y'all two are so adamant that it's the greatest show ever.
A lot of what?
A lot of gravitas.
On, dumb it down for the crowd. Now,
you know?
For the audience.
What is you mean like gravitas?
Gravitas. You know, it's a French pronunciation.
You can't just put an accent on a word.
It's like Margaret.
Let it mean whatever you want it to mean.
I've been listening to a lot of Phil Hendry.
It's a lot of gravitas.
I don't think you used it right, though.
look up gravitas.
Can't do. I believe it's plural. I believe it's gravitas.
Gravitas, like I said.
Yeah.
I don't think you use it in the right context.
I'm thinking of one singular gravitas.
I can look up a single gravitas.
Accent on a word. Expect it to mean whatever you want it to mean.
I've been at PAX all day. I told y'all exactly where I was going to be mentally.
He's all lean back, too. So it was a little gravitas.
Yeah.
There is a...
Bam! Yeah. Got your asses! Got your dumb asses!
Yes, there are entries in the dictionary for gravitas.
Thank you very much.
Okay, but what does it mean?
It means seriousness, graveness, solemnity, heaviness, or weightiness.
You put some weightiness on the show? So, no, you
give me the first two. Give me the first two. What were the first two?
The first two are seriousness,
seriousness
and graveness.
You put some seriousness and how grave it was important that I thought the show was important.
You're reaching.
Did you not?
You're reaching.
No,
that's not a reach.
You reach it.
I'll give you that. It's a word.
Yes, you will be. You're not giving it to me. You're not giving it to me. I'm using the knowledge that I have within my brain.
Gentlemen,
correctly. What?
We will need a vote.
Okay, we need a vote. Sure.
It's very clear. Two to whatever.
It doesn't matter. Golden Girls. Oh, it's out. Oh,
That has been eliminated.
Sour grapes over here.
Anyways, I didn't get to finish my creep shovel story.
Explain that. We made you,
as a punishment, watch Breaking Bad, and you hated it. You hated every minute of it.
Yes, I don't like being forced to watch things. So my thing with Breaking Bad is I watched it. I thought it was very slow. I get that tons of people love it. And I assume that for millions of people around the world, it is one of the greatest shows ever. For me, it didn't click. I like all of the actors that I've seen in it. I'm a huge fan of majority of them because I haven't watched the whole show, so I don't know who else in it. But for me, it didn't click. For me, a show like Ozark that is Breaking Bad is great. A better schedule, that to me is an incredible show.
Ozark is great. But you're being a lot more diplomatic now than you were originally.
Because I'm in public.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
You said horrible, disgusting,
dirty,
nasty, foul things about Breaking Bad.
Show me the receipts.
Show me the receipts.
Let's
you
move
should
on.
Be ashamed of yourself, sir.
Is the vote officially Breaking Bad?
That's right.
It's two to whatever.
Sir.
It advances. Next up, Dexter versus Watchmen.
I'll tell you right here, right now, that Dexter is an incredible show.
Yes,
I love Dexter, but a lot of people have a problem with
last
that finale.
Season.
It kind of petered out. But I'll tell you one thing. As of now, Watchmen only has one season.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have the same duration.
Exactly. Mm.
It doesn't have the same length of shows.
Let them know.
But that one season, Damon Lindelof, the creator... Yes, yeah. I love Damon Lindelof. He's also behind Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
He's also behind The Leftovers, a very slept-on HBO show. I recommend it highly.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Highly.
Co-stamp.
Damon Lindelof put out a masterpiece. Only one season, and he stepped away. There's a possibility he might return, but he said, as of now, that's it. I'm done. And it was perfect. One season, and he walked away. Beautiful.
So what's the vote?
Yeah. I don't know if you
would
like
it. Do you
not
understand?
No.
The vote is very clear.
The vote.
Dexter?
Watchmen.
Wow.
That's one vote for Watchmen?
Wow.
Dexter.
Yeah.
Have
so
you seen Watchmen?
I have not. So I got into, I heard about Watchmen after it already came out in the graphic novel series. I have not seen the Watchmen show.
The show looks incredible from that preview that they showed.
It looks great. I was a little bit let down based on all the hype that was put behind Watchmen when the graphic novel came out.
Okay.
Dexter was amazing 3/4 of whatever the life of Dexter was. Didn't really like the ending. But I have to go with Dexter because I have the lack of knowledge of Watchmen.
Neither of you have seen 1 second of Watchmen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's right.
You haven't seen a lick of it?
Previews. So if that counts as a lick, then I've seen a lick.
Just sniff. I'll go.
We sniffed it.
You sniffed? You can't see a sniff.
I said we sniffed on it.
You sniffed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll accept it.
I won't accept it.
Dexter
Watchmen
wins.
Always in my heart is what it'll
be. We got a really, really
won't
E on this
in
one.
In the bracket.
How next up, Lost versus Ozark.
Ooh. I'm gonna go Ozark. It's only because like in the last season of Lost, I was like,
Peter Doe.
What? But that scene, and if y'all haven't seen Lost, like it's fine. This is spoilers for you, but you should have watched already.
Same on you.
When the what's the Japanese couple?
Yes.
Bro, when she was hooked and was gonna drown, so he stayed with her and drowned too.
Yeah.
That tore me up.
Mm.
Yes.
I haven't had any moments like that in Ozark, but I don't know. Ozark's real dope.
And you still voted for Ozark?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's not going to do me like Lost did.
Yeah. Well, let me go here because I, again, have not seen Ozarks. I know you guys have, is it Ozarks?
Come on, man.
Ozark?
Just singular.
Ozarks?
One Ozark.
Ozark.
Is that even a word? Look it up. Look it up.
It's a
singular. I've not seen Ozark and I've seen Lost, although I was not thrilled with the ending of Lost, but I got to go with Lost. I got to go with what I know.
I enjoy both shows thoroughly. I will say it's a little difficult because Ozark is still running, you know, and who's to say? It might get better, might get worse. But I already professed my love for Damon Lindelof and Lost. It is. Lost really hooked me. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, like the smoke machine or the smoke
credit
monster.
Card monster.
Was, the smoke monster stuff was a little odd, and they didn't tie all the loose Explain ends.
It, oh, God, no.
But there was some real provocative stuff in that show that I really loved.
So the and Mac from Always Sunny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Evangeline Lilly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a thing for Evangeline Lilly for quite some time. In fact, we did like a backstage for WWE and they asked us who our celebrity crush was. And I said her. And I think they tweeted it. And then she tweeted back.
It was
a nice moment for
Lucky
me.
Lucky you.
Lucky me. I mean, wow. I mean, nothing really. It was just a tweet. Cool.
But that's
a tweet is a tweet.
Yeah. That's like when I got to meet Topanga.
Forever. Topanga too?
I was losing my mind.
Right.
Yeah. Topanga's incredible.
Lost advances.
Yeah. Lost. Lost.
Lost.
Next up.
Mr. Echo. Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Echo.
Yes.
The Sopranos versus The Leftovers.
How dare you?
Wow.
Who did this?
You can have my vote.
Dan.
Apologize.
I want to say The Sopranos. If you ask a million people, easily Sopranos. Sopranos is a better show.
Mm.
For most people, I have more of an emotional connection for The Leftovers, so I will go with my heart over my head, and I will go with, once again, so you're just lining all the Damon Lindelof shows back to back to back. I will go with The Leftovers. You guys have to see it. I know you haven't seen it. I know you're going to vote again. You have?
Yeah, we talked about this. Leftovers?
Okay.
Are you serious?
I didn't know we talked about this.
Oh,
you know my memory is trash.
Your memory, bro.
You know this.
We've had like in-depth conversations about
I didn't realize this. My bad.
That's how it works.
Oh my God, E.
I know you haven't seen it.
Who knows?
But I talk to you about it weekly. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I've listened to you guys talk about Leftovers.
Like
I don't recall.
Texted back and forth about it.
Memory is very fallible.
You know, my.
Who knows to say.
So Leftovers?
You got me? I go with Leftovers because, because third time in a row, I've not seen a single episode.
Of Sopranos?
Yeah.
Of Sopranos.
No, whoa! Hold up!
Not a single episode.
Woods, have you?
I've seen one part of one episode.
What? What?
And then I turned it off. I didn't need to see it.
It's supposedly one of the greatest shows of all. I've been meaning to get to it. But there's a lot of good TV out there, man.
Wow.
I can't watch it all, okay?
Yeah.
I can't watch it all.
I didn't even fathom that this is even possible.
Yeah. I haven't seen an episode of either one of those shows.
Oh my.
You've never seen The Sopranos?
No.
No.
So I didn't have HBO during its original run, But as soon as I got HBO, that's one of the first things I did was binge.
Really? Everybody's always been like super into mob stuff, and like I've seen like Scarface, but then just most mob stuff never really was my jam. Mm-hmm. I guess I was too busy like animating it up to be watching like Sopranos and then like Oz too.
So the Leftovers advances. Just
Leftovers advances.
All right.
Still mind blown that you haven't seen Sopranos.
Yeah, next up,
it's bad.
24 versus Mad Men.
I will say I really wanted to get into Mad Men. It's very beautiful. I love period pieces. John Hamm, great. What a handsome man, you know?
Right? Strong jaw.
Yes, very strong jawline. But man, that show was dull. I think it was on AMC during the weekend and they had a marathon. And I didn't see the appeal. Great acting, I'm sure, and performances, and it's beautiful. But what are y'all talking about?
It's more of like a female audience, isn't it?
Is it?
I
have no idea.
Because I remember my wife used to watch a little bit.
Okay, so but, I mean, that clearly it's I mean, a female.
And, she, and my wife
clearly
female.
All women enjoy this show. My wife watches
a female,
it.
So you know.
I mean, he's taking the pool of the selection pool he's got and making a hypothesis. Yes, like a list of one.
Hey,
don't get on me about the list of one. Move on.
Yeah. What were the shows?
My memory is bad.
We've got 24.
Mad Men and 20. Yeah.
Yes.
24. I got the whole like DVD box set and watched it all like back to back.
Yo, that was when there's a good really string of shows because it was like 24 and like Prison Break.
Prison Break, I was going to say.
Yo,
yeah,
like, Prison Break better be on this list. I'm going to say 24 because I've watched like two episodes of 24. And then again, what was the other show?
Mad Men.
Yeah.
Don't get on me.
Hey, there it is.
With my memory.
There it is.
I can't remember what we said 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, the only thing I really know about Mad Men is that they smoked on TV. Yeah. Smoke cigarettes.
Beautifully shot, though.
It was.
Cinematographic? What?
Yeah.
Cinematography?
Oh, you want to get on me for words.
Cinematography.
Yeah, it's actually a word, but...
Yeah, I'm going 24 as well. I think I only saw one season of 24.
Really?
But I enjoyed it. I don't know really why. Good.
It was a weird concept to me because it's like, this is 24 hours. Bro, this is the most efficient dude I've ever seen in my life.
My God.
Yeah. In 24 hours, he's doing this? What? My God.
24 advances.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Versus Nip Tuck.
Ooh.
Wow.
Why you do this to me?
Really?
I'm going to say Nip Tuck.
What? What?
Talk to him.
You try to what?
Talk to him. Nip Tuck,
you just try to be controversial for no reason.
Nip Tuck to the boy.
Are you doing it for the episode or something?
No,
sir?
Listen. The character Christian is so dope. Both of those surgeons. Hilarious in their own way. Dude, such an incredible show.
Talk to him.
Over Khaleesi, sir?
Yes.
Over Jon Snow?
I'm much more emotionally attached to the character Nip Tuck.
What?
You mean the Night King that got built up for 8 seasons and then jobbed out?
Everybody can't have a strong finish, okay? Everybody can't have a strong finish.
And that's the problem. That's the reason Nip Tuck won over Game of Thrones.
Have you seen Nip Tuck?
I haven't seen a single episode of Nip Tuck. I haven't seen a single episode of Nip Tuck.
Then you have no reason to scream.
If I had the option to watch Nip Tuck versus Game of Thrones, I'll pick Game of Thrones every single time.
Congratulations. And that is your prerogative. You get it, Bobby Brown.
That is why Game of Thrones is my pick.
Big E. Your vote.
Nip Tuck over Game of Thrones?
I will say I've only seen a handful of Nip Tuck episodes. Okay. I did enjoy them, though.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Game of Thrones many a times. You guys were much more into it than I was.
And you know no characters.
At certain points. I know homegirl with the many faces.
What's her name?
Hold on. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Arya.
Yes.
Arya, what?
Arya what?
Stark.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So one issue I had is homegirl spent, what, was it a whole season? Maybe 2 seasons?
Bro, doing what?
Working on her many faces.
And what she do at the end?
Hold up. She was working on trying to master it. She was getting it down. She went through trials and tribulations. And she finally mastered this ability. And what did she do at the conclusion of this show with the many faces? Nothing.
Thank you very much.
Not Thank you very much. Not a single thing.
Thank you.
You want to talk about a battle that was built up for seasons? The battle with them walkers.
Yes.
With them. Oh, it was supposed to be epic.
Yeah.
I heard all this. Better, what was it? Shot not. Over several days?
Yeah.
I heard, it was supposed to be huge. Yeah. So it was supposed to be such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it went like that.
Yes, one episode. We've been building them for 8 seasons. What a decade we've been building them. What's the thing that happens in the first season that we're so sad about? Jon Snow's dad dies. Where does he go? In the tomb. Who do we always talk about when we reference the Stark family? The dad. What happens? They come. They wake the dead. Why do we see no one from the family's crypt start fighting and create some sort of controversy?
Everything doesn't take place on camera. Maybe they came to life.
How dare you?
Okay, maybe it didn't take place on camera.
Go. That's pathetic.
You think they can just shoot everything?
You're a grown man.
What's your vote, E?
You're a grown man.
What's your vote?
That's pathetic.
Everything doesn't take place on camera.
I'll tell you how I'm going to vote because I haven't seen enough of Nip Tuck to properly vote. Can I get a coin? Can I get a coin?
Are you kidding me right now?
It will be decided.
You're putting Nip Tuck in a coin toss with Game of Thrones?
Yes.
That's right.
Are you kidding me right now?
Let's go.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have a coin.
Kofi?
Stop it. Behave.
Don't throw that. Right. Oh, my God.
He missed, too.
Because you're being real belligerent, I'll let Woods call it in the air.
Listen, question.
What is heads?
Question.
This is disgusting.
Hold on. Wait. When you flip it, is it just where it lands or is it catch? Flip under your hand.
It'll be where it lands.
This is
the integrity of the bracket. Y'all, you a coin
flip? This is my vote.
Oh my God.
Respect my vote.
It holds.
You better respect my vote, Kofi.
Kofi.
I'm going to be nice.
Kofi, do you respect E as a girl, as a man?
That has nothing to do with
this. Do you respect E as a man?
I do. What does that have to do with
this? So then why can we not allow him to vote the way that he chooses to vote?
Irrelevant.
Don't make me. I'll vote Nip Tuck just for the.
Yeah.
Don't, boy.
You better push him. Go on and push him.
All right.
Nip Tuck is so good.
You're calling the air, and if you call it, then it's a vote for Nip Tuck. If you call it correctly. Does that work?
I just said if I call it something.
If you call it correctly. You ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Tails.
I believe.
Nip Tuck, baby!
My vote?
That's sad, bro. That's sad.
If God wanted to be for Game of Thrones,
hey, that's sad.
You should have made it. It has been decided.
Game of Thrones. Shame on you.
You know what, me?
Hey,
it was who?
You had the power to make a vote.
Who was it?
And you left it to a coin toss?
Who was it?
Sir?
That's disgusting.
Who was it?
Who made the choice? It wasn't me.
Who made the choice, E?
It wasn't me. Who made the vote?
Who made the vote?
It was the Lord.
Oh, you're going to go against him? You're going to go against him, Kofi?
The integrity of this bracket has been compromised.
You're going to go against the woman upstairs.
You should be ashamed, bro.
Come on.
Let the Lord say, guide my hand.
Come on.
Let this coin go and where it shall go.
What happened?
Shine blessings down upon us. That's terrible, bro.
Letting us know. Saying in our time of need, but we could not make a decision as mortals on this planet.
Guide my hand, O Lord.
He said, let me make this choice for you. Give me the wheel. And we did.
Nip. Top. Sucker.
Has defeated Game of Thrones.
Bam.
In the first round.
That's what they get for that trash last season.
Bam.
Trash last season.
Like a cholo, that's the first time I heard that song. Bro was getting dressed elbows up, side to side.
That's what you voted for.
Yeah. Why are we talking about
that? Exactly.
It's a song that they use at the beginning of the episode. That's the vote that you wanted.
I
love that song too.
Shame on
what
you.
What show can you watch where a man breaks his nose on purpose and passes out on his floor?
What kind of merch does Nip Tuck have? Can you buy Nip Tuck merch? You go out to the Adidas store, you buy Game of Thrones shoes. They got a whole damn line.
There was an entire episode. There was an entire episode about how the mother was stealing her son's semen to make beauty cream products.
They have Nip Tuck Funko Pops.
That's a whole story.
They can't sell nothing about Nip Tuck.
That's the whole story.
They can't sell anything for Nip Tuck.
They were buying it up like hotcakes.
Game of Thrones, bro.
Put it on their faces
and
everything.
You're done. Cold.
Oh my God.
It's over.
Nip Tuck has won.
It's finished.
Wow.
It's finished.
You're done.
Game of Thrones.
You know what happened? You had us by the throat. And we dropped the knife and we caught it down here. And we got you in between the ribs.
That's a Nip Tuck thing, right?
Yeah.
That's a Game of Thrones thing. No. There's no memorable moments in Nip Tuck that you can make that association
so
for.
Many.
My God.
The episode where the girl, they think that she's under, but she can feel all the pain while they're doing the surgery. She's got the one ear that goes down.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Look at this. Curmudgeon.
Respect
my God.
Yes.
Next up, we've got...
Through a hissy fit.
The X-Files.
Ooh.
Versus Prison Break.
X-Files. That's an easy one. Prison Break is an absolutely incredible show. That's the first show that I watched the first episode, and at the end of it, I literally went, my mouth was agape. Yes, that's a word too.
defensive.
But
just show off your vocabulary.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to use this platform to show off my
onomatopoeia.
But X-Files is the first show that, this is like all like personal. My mom and I like really bonded over like a show. Like we'd watch TV together, obviously, but X-Files was like, oh my God, what's happening this week? And I remember like cuddling up with her and like grabbing her arm all tight when something scary would happen. She'd just, oh, it's okay. You know, Mulder and Scully are going to get them. So like that was like me and my mom's show. So I've got like Kofi Sinan's got the box set of stuff. I have all the box set with like both the movies. Like it's like a very good and like super meaningful show to me. So my vote is to X-Files, but Prison Break, my God, what a show.
I too would go with the X-Files because I'm all into like sci-fi stuff, you know, aliens, all that stuff. Thought they did such a great job. That was probably like the first show that I watched as a young adult that was, you know, I don't know, not meaningful is not the right word, but just like thought-provoking, you know what I mean? And it was like in tune with the things that I was like, that I liked. You know, so like sci-fi stuff, all about X-Files.
X-Files kind of scared me as a kid. It's a little spooky. Yeah.
The music.
But it felt that and Unsolved Mysteries, but that's a whole other conversation.
Ooh.
Very spooky. But I could tell, it felt like a good show, but I just wasn't really ready for it at the time. So, but is Scully the woman?
Yes.
The actress.
Gillian Anderson.
Yes. She's in Sex Education.
Yes, she is.
And she has aged quite well.
Mm-hmm. Like fine wines.
So it's clear where my vote lies.
X-Files. All right. That is three votes for X-Files. It advances.
Unanimous.
Next up, The Wire versus Law and Order.
Ooh.
Law and Order. Which Law and Order? Just normal Law and Order or SVU?
Oh, yeah.
Criminal Intent?
Hold on
like,
now.
If you say Law and Order, that's like 800 seasons.
There's so any many. Show with Law and Order in the title.
Bro, Law and Order. There's no... Wow. There's no... That's that Law and Order might, like behind Golden Girls, be the greatest show of all time. There's so many good episodes. Like, even if you've seen an episode of Law and Order, like you're gonna watch it again if it's on, and you're just kind of like on the couch, and that dong dong, like that's a good show. What was the other option?
Well.
Look at you.
Mr. You didn't
memory.
Remember either.
Mr. Memory.
Did you
Mr.
remember?
That's
Do you remember?
What I'm saying, but I didn't say anything about exactly. the memory. You did.
Exactly.
So none of us remember. Law
none
and
of
Order.
Us. All of our memories are
the
shot.
Other show.
Yes, they are shot.
The Wire.
The Wire.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Man. See, the thing is, Law & Order, I remember really enjoying it for a time, but I don't have any memorable episodes that blew me away
what?
Or any seasons.
You don't remember when Goldberg was high on PCP tearing up the police department?
Goldberg?
Yes. Yes, that's all
that's
you.
That's not fair. You're swaying his vote.
Bro,
you're swaying his vote.
The whole first 5 minutes of the episode is Goldberg tearing up the entire police department, and they talk about how he's high on PCP. So think about how strong Goldberg is, for one. He just beat The Fiend. They all think about him on PCP.
He is sitting here on the edge of his seat, legit
Bill
captivated.
Bill William Goldberg.
Wow.
In a denim tuxedo, no, tearing up the police department.
I was going to go The Wire because it's an iconic show.
Bro, I think he put Stable through a table, too.
On
Law and Order. We
you
can
haven't
YouTube
even
it.
Seen, he could be telling you anything YouTube right it. Now. You haven't even seen the episode.
It sounds good, though.
Think about it. They're all talking to him. They ask him the wrong question. He turns up, rips the handcuffs off the table and starts throwing tables, throws somebody through like the two-way glass. It's awesome.
Wow.
And then they just kind of gloss over it like it was just like a random thing. Because you think like, oh, it's Goldberg. He's going to be in the whole episode. No, just that part.
That was it?
That was it.
That makes it even better.
Exactly.
He get can, in and
can't
get
come
out.
Through, run through.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. One day of shooting.
Wow. If I had heard that story, it's The Wire for me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's Goldberg, so.
Are you kidding me right now?
Law and Order is. Do you remember that episode of The Wire that Goldberg was on?
That what? Didn't happen, right?
Ah, that shucks.
You don't even know you haven't seen the episode. You don't know if it exists.
He just described it to me vividly.
What if it was not true?
What?
He wouldn't do that true. He wouldn't do that to me.
I would never.
So sweet.
You think I'd lie to my ears?
You swayed your whole, you had your vote locked in.
That, yeah.
The Wire.
Right.
The iconic show. McNulty.
Yes.
And based on this story, you're going to just turn your vote immediately.
Yes. Great story. Great story. It was vivid. I saw it in my mind.
I could see it
played in my mind.
The boyish thoughts in your brain dancing.
Legit. Goldberg? Immediately on the edge of the seat. I got to go with The Wire, man.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But
somebody's got to vote for him. Someone's got to do the right thing around here.
I don't
here.
Feel great about it. I love The Wire. And I would have said The Wire. If that Goldberg...
So every time he wants to vote, he's like, oh, the Golden Girls. Oh, you remember that Goldberg episode with the Golden Girls?
Because I know that's a lie.
He dressed up. Yeah. You know, come on, man.
No.
Yeah, he was seven. He came through.
Yeah, he was just Willie then. Swinging his arm. Yeah, yeah.
They were doing his bar mitzvah on the show. All the girls were invited. Beyonce was his niece, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Nephew.
That's yeah, right. if he was booked for that, like if he had something else to do and he couldn't do that episode, then it's The Wire for me.
Yeah,
but there's a Goldberg.
But on that day.
That's an impulse vote.
You know what Goldberg said on that day?
What did he say?
Today I got time.
He had time.
He was high on PCP.
Let's go, baby. How does he go, Bert? High on PCP?
I know, right? Dude, he's a monster. It was insane.
Wow.
I wish this episode didn't exist and it was a complete fabrication so that when he goes to look this up.
Bro, we can look at it right now.
We have confirmed. It is
confirmed.
I told you.
Yes.
He gets hit with a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Wow.
Is that how they put him out?
No, he does not react.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he eats this fire extinguisher and no sells it.
Wow, that's incredible.
What a world.
I mean, but it's also, they have a bunch of episodes too. And Vincent D'Onofrio is in, I think, Criminal Intent.
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah, and he's great. And this is, they got too many episodes. Too many. Dun, dun.
The vote's officially Law and Order?
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Our final division is reality / game show.
I, for some reason, thought you were going to say reality / horror. I was like, wait.
No.
What? The Bachelor.
These are real people. Okay. Reality shows. We've got The Price is Right versus Supermarket Sweep.
Ooh, Supermarket Sweep. Holy crap.
Get the turkeys.
The Price is Right is my vote. Supermarket Sweep, that's... That's an incredible television show. For all the people that have no clue what it is, you were just in a supermarket and you would just get stuff that you thought was expensive. So like people that were good at it were people who were like homebodies and would go to the grocery store. And so it was like the perfect show for people. Like it was...
I remember Supermarket Sweep and I remember enjoying it, but you can't Bob Barker with the skinny mic.
Do
you remember when you had a half day at school or you got sick? And you got to watch The Price is Right during the day. I remember during the summers, just be me and my sisters. We didn't have anything to do. We'd sit around and watch Price is Right.
Yeah.
That was a joy. A treat.
I always thought when I was a little kid that something was wrong with his elbows because the mic was so long and he held it so low. And I thought that he had the long mic so he didn't have to ever bend his elbows.
We were real weird thought about it. Because we were thinking
be his elbow.
That's the longest microphone I've ever seen.
Why?
Maybe he has to keep his arm straight. So that's what we thought as kids. What was going on with Bob Barker's microphone?
That's plausible. Very plausible. Yeah, but man, they had some great games. Plinko.
Plinko's incredible. Bruh.
Love it. Yes. And the drama when people spun the wheels.
Yes. And Bootyworth was recently
out. Oh, yes, sir. Our man, Ryan Alpert, he's a writer in WWE, and he was also the man who played Bootyworth for us for quite some time.
Mr.
Bootyworth. And then we found recently, he posted a clip a few months ago of him on The Price is Right. And it brought so much... Price is Right brings joy to people.
It really does, man.
Is that three Price is Right votes?
Three Price is Right.
Three Price is Right.
Yeah, yeah. Nostalgia, same thing. I used to watch Price is Right with my mom all the time. That's actually one of my dreams is to be on Price is Right and play Plinko with my mom.
Yes. So, think we can go on with...
So let's make that...
Oh, man.
...a thing. I met Bob Barker. Bob Barker was a host on Monday
Night. That's right.
I got a picture with Bob Barker.
What?
Wow. Come on, man.
Next up, Blind Date.
Ooh.
Versus Next.
Next.
Oh, definitely.
Next was cool because they had the funny promos, right?
Yes. And because there's the one episode where the guy is on the date with the girl for however long. And he says, okay, this is cool, but next. And he's like 300 yards away. And the girl gets off the bus. And he goes, next! And it's like, oh, you can't do that to people.
That's a person, dude.
Yes, exactly. And so that show had me in tears.
Which one was... Why am I blinking on Blind Date? Which one was... What was the premise?
Gosh, what was the premise? I mean, I'm sure it had to do with a blind date.
Can we get a...
I mean...
Good call, Cole. Good call.
Yeah, Dan
knows. You put it on the list.
I put it on the list.
I definitely put it on the list because... in college, my wife and I used to watch like Blind Date like late night. You know, that was like our thing, you know? But I don't remember what Blind Date was about. Probably because I was paying so much attention to my wife.
There you go.
Too busy necking. You see what I'm saying?
You out there necking.
Yeah.
Blind date. Remember Roger Lodge?
Let me see a picture.
That was a picture of Roger Lodge.
I remember the logo.
What else did he do? He did some other stuff too, right? Some other reality shows, Roger Lodge?
He probably did. I enjoyed that show.
I loved Blind Date. I just don't remember anything about it.
Yes.
So what is your vote?
My vote is for Blind Date.
Wow. Okay.
Man, I think I...
Next is good though.
Next is good. I almost want to flip another coin. But I'll go Blind Date. Next was good though.
Okay. Blind Date advances.
All right.
Sir?
Huh? Y'all both just said you don't remember anything about Blind Date, and then you voted for Blind Date.
Roger Lodge, and he made me feel
good.
You remember how
it made you feel? That's what it matters. Okay,
that's all that matters.
You were just necking. You weren't feeling the show.
The show's what got me there. The show's what got me there, hey babe. You want to watch Blind Date? Oh yeah, come on over. All right.
All right, I guess.
Next up, apologies, Woods.
Apologies for what?
Nick Arcade.
Okay.
Versus,
it's a buy, right?
Double Dare.
Nick Arcade.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Nick Arcade's the best Nickelodeon show ever made.
This is really, really tough.
Double Dare is incredible. Mark Summers, such a talented human. All these kids getting the shot to pick the flag out of the nose. Incredible show.
Golly.
But as good and as amazing as Double Dare is and all the other Nickelodeon shows, like, Nick Arcade's on another level.
We did Double Dare.
We did Double Dare.
I love Double Dare.
Right.
I let a kid down and it still haunts me.
Yes.
I knew that answer.
But you.
And I didn't believe in myself. Mm. We didn't get it wrong. We passed.
Oh, that's right.
A physical challenge to a girl who played rugby was unfair. She was real good.
She was good.
Very good athlete.
Continue.
Hey, without even thinking about it, I had so many more memorable moments with Double Dare.
Such as?
Thinking that you could go out there, like, this dude can't find the flag in the pancakes. I can go in there. I should be able to do that, you know?
So when we watch people play Joe and Mac and only score like 200 points in 4 minutes. You didn't think you could do that?
Yeah.
I'm asking, like, it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. And this is where I was going with it because it's not the same thing.
Right.
I was thinking like Nick Arcade was very like innovative, you know? And to put like a kid in a video game, like that's what you wanted to do as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Gosh, this is like really, really hard. But I got to go with...
Out with it.
Double Dare. I got to go... I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
When I host a show, you can't come on. You can't come on.
Wow. Can I be in the crowd? Can I watch?
No. Well, it depends on if we get out of the first round.
Damn, bro.
You know, I know how much Nick Arcade means to you. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, sir. This is a serious moment. I know how much it means to you. I know you've talked about for quite some time. You've talked about wanting to host this show. And there's a real dark, a real sinister, real sick part of me that wants to vote against you just to see you be torn up inside, to see your precious show be taken off the board in the first round. That's embarrassing. When it goes off in the first round, that's embarrassing, right? Like Golden Girls. There's a real dirty, foul part of me that I'm working on. You know, I'm doing some guided meditation right now. Right now, that's what I'm doing. I'm working on me, a lot of self-care, so that part of me is removed. So I don't want to see ill wished upon my brothers, upon my loved ones. So I'm working on me. So there's a real disgusting, dirty, foul, filthy part of me that wants to see you suffer. But today, I take a stand and I say, no, no, put that aside. That's my brother. I want to see him smile. So my vote is officially Nick Arcade.
All right. Wow. I didn't smile at all during that because that could have gone either way.
I know. I thought he was building it up.
It could have gone either way. And I knew if I said something, he would have immediately voted for Double Dare. So I just stayed quiet.
You messed up my phone.
He was trying to stay still. He wanted me to jump in. He was trying to round me up because he wanted me to jump in so he could just pick it. And I wouldn't give it to you.
I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy that it advanced, man. I am.
I don't do this.
What's next, Dan?
Nick Arcade survives. Next up.
Of course it does.
Family Feud versus Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
Easy for me. Well, not easy. I really enjoy both shows. But Wheel of Fortune, I have to tell you, Wheel of Fortune is a show that as long as I can remember, when I was a small child, what we would do is we'd have dinner. The news would be wrapping up. And you watch at 7 o'clock. You watch Wheel of Fortune, followed at 7:30 by Jeopardy.
There it is.
So you get your Wheel of Fortune, get Pat Sajak and Vanna White in your home. Lighthearted, spinning the wheel, people winning prizes. Then you transition into Jeopardy. So it's like a warm-up for your brain because you get to work. It's a little like brain gimmick, but then Jeopardy is even more difficult. Mm-hmm. That was my childhood. A lot of darkness in my childhood, but that was a light.
That was a light.
That was a light, man. I'm telling you, legit, every meal, 5 days a week. Actually, on Saturdays, too. Damn. It'll be on Saturdays, so 6 days a week.
Damn.
6 days a week. Until I was, what, 18?
What's the math on that?
I don't know. Don't ask me to do it.
18 years.
Don't ask me to do
it. 6 days a week.
So Wheel of Fortune has a real place in my heart. And we also had a lot of fun playing Wheel of Fortune on Up, Up, Down, Down.
I mean, yeah, man.
Wheel of Fortune is incredible. Pat Sajak, Vanna White, I will say Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
100% the other shit. I will say Family Feud.
100%. Very, very similar. I mean, not quite to the extent of you, but Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, it's got to be Wheel of Fortune. And then, you know, like Vanna White still looks the exact same.
Yeah. She's aged well.
She looks the exact same.
Yeah.
Like, is she a robot?
Very possible.
What if she is?
I don't know.
We just unlocked the secret.
Yeah. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune, 100%. 100%.
I'm also going to say Wheel of Fortune because Wheel is so incredibly hilarious and fun to me. And since we play it on the channel a bunch, that was the first time that I really heard E dig into the word dumbass. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life because it was me, him, and Breeze. And I don't know. I guess we both missed the spelling. I don't know the scenario, but E was doing well. And he just said, I grew up on Wheel. Y'all dumbasses.
Dumbass.
No, but for real, I used to take a real pride in solving along and trying to solve the puzzles before my family members did. And I felt like I got pretty good at it. I loved it.
Wheel survives.
Wheel.
Legends of the Hidden Temple versus Nickelodeon Guts.
Let me lead this one off. I got to go with Guts. And again, going back to seeing all these kids, you know, being athletes on television and watching and thinking that I could do everything that they could do better, wanting to be in that show so badly. They did the, when they would jump off and have the bungee cord attached and jump on the target with the Nerf gun and shoot that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I should be doing that.
Terrible
the
shots.
Aggro crag? Come on, man. I'd have climbed that, man. Guts, 100%. Dun, 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 dun.
Guts,
do you have it? What? Do you have it? Guts. Yeah, I got it.
He's got it.
I want to be on the show.
He's got it.
Guts, for me.
I'm also going to say Guts for the same reasons. And also, too, I always felt, even as a kid, so we cosplayed as Legend of the Hidden Temple contestants yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I was super excited. But I always felt like the part at the end was too in favor of the show as opposed to the kids. Because, like, Guts, okay, aggro crack, like, you have a time to beat. Cool, whatever, that another kid set or whatever. You got the timer. In Legend of the Hidden Temple, like, even if a boogeyman caught you, like, you have a no pendant, like, you're just screwed. Like, it's so random. So I always felt like, these oogie boogeymen, I don't like them. So, Guts.
I enjoyed both. My vote doesn't really matter, so I guess we'll move on. I'll say Guts.
Well, let's have it. Your votes, you gotta come on. Your vote.
Sure.
Guts wins.
Your vote matters. It's a positive
next
message.
Up, you mentioned with Mo and Michael Mellon.
Everybody out there has a vote, you know?
The Real World
okay.
versus Road Rules.
I didn't really.
I never watched Road Rules, really. I did have, for some reason, there was a period where I was into Real World for a few seasons, I think around college, and I enjoyed it. So I'll go with that.
Unenthusiastic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have.
I wasn't
much,
really into.
It was cool.
If I did, but I'd say, what's the house one?
Real World.
Real World.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what might sway me? Well, I'm gonna still stay with Real World. Is the Dave Chappelle sketch?
That's what literally I was gonna say. Can't say Guts.
Damn.
When he
was
says,
it the Real Real World? That was the title.
Mad Real World.
Mad Real World.
Okay, that's
Real
it. Yeah.
What was it when what did they stab his dad?
Yeah.
He stabbed my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was Katie.
That's what I'm saying.
She has some, I can't, yeah.
Fun fact too, Ezekiel Jackson, his wife.
Yes!
His wife was on
in that, skit.
In that episode. She was in that skit.
She was the sassy black homegirl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot. We talked about this or I learned this and I was impressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
fun fact. Okay,
that's really
works.
Not the show. But
no, not at all. Yeah,
but a vote is a vote.
It helped us laugh in with the conduit of pop culture. So
yes.
thank you,
Real World.
Real World,
not Miz, but the rest of the real world.
The penultimate matchup, Survivor versus Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ooh, I'm going to say millionaire.
Yeah.
Is that two officially?
It's official for me. I was.
Do you have a reason?
I never really got into Survivor, man. I know like all the hype and everything. I never got into it. But millionaire, whew, coming down to like the last briefcases and people picking the wrong ones, going from like, you know, either having the option of getting $1 million or a dollar.
You're thinking dollar, of a different like, show.
You're thinking Deal or No Deal.
You think of Deal or No Deal.
Well,
as soon as you said briefcases, I was like, he's not talking about millionaire.
That's how he manned
up. But there's $1 million involved in that show.
Yeah.
So you can understand.
You're talking about Regis Philbin.
So you can understand we need the Regis confusion.
Philbin. So have you seen Slumdog Millionaire?
Seen what?
Have you seen Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah. Is that the same?
That's the show.
Can we count?
That's the show.
You've never seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, I have. But I never got into either show.
Regis Philbin, then I never got into
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
He's never watched it.
But if Deal or No Deal's on here, that's got my vote. Is that the next one?
Well, we're not
I
on
think
that.
That's the end of the bracket.
Well.
So what's your vote, Woods?
I almost said Deal or No Deal.
What are the shows?
Millionaire?
Don't ever
millionaire.
Talk to me about my memory.
Millionaire, that's what it was. Millionaire.
And yours, Kof?
I mean, it's whatever you whatever
you. The shows again because he forgot the shows again too.
No, I didn't forget the shows. Who wants to be a millionaire in the other one?
Survivor.
Survivor. I never got into either show. So no,
You know what is dope?
Oh wait, did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Did that have the lifelines?
Yeah.
Yes. I'll vote for the lifelines. Who wants to be a millionaire? Okay. Phone a friend. You know that was cool.
Survivor. I got into Survivor for a little bit. Yeah. I did enjoy it for quite some time when I used to enjoy reality shows.
Yeah.
But I will go with Millionaire because Millionaire was huge, man. You know, like most game shows are on during the day and the thing, but remember how this was in prime time?
Prime
and I remember,
time.
You know, like it was on prime time, I think 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. I think it was on at one point, it was on every single day and it was so huge and it just felt big and it felt like you got invested and you wanted to know about the lifelines and if people like, you know, because you can be given the wrong information from the lifeline. And Millionaire was a lot of fun during its heyday, so I will go with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Wowzers.
Question. Advances.
Did we put that's the end of this bracket?
No.
No, we have one
penultimate,
more.
He said.
One
penultimate.
Penultimate. That means, what does that
yes.
mean?
Yes.
One oh, more. Oh, Mr. Vocab. Don't know what penultimate means.
That's not two words,
Mr.
Kofi.
Vocab. Mr. Vocab. Don't know what penultimate means. Okay.
Is that two words?
It's what two words?
Penultimate?
Oh, it's one
word. One more.
Penultimate? Is
just
one word?
Pen. P-E-N. Ultimate.
That's together. What you just said. Okay.
No hyphen. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Kofi, if you enjoy Lifelines, stay tuned for the next episode where we finish the bracket.
Ooh.
Ooh.
With that tease, we will go to the final matchup for this episode, which is Jeopardy versus The Weakest Link.
The Weakest Link was
hilarious.
Incredible.
Hilarious.
She had a lot of attitude.
Yes.
She was talking that noise, but I already explained to you what happened at 7:30 in my household as a child. I explain to you, Alex Trebek, what a man, a Canadian legend, still going. Do you know how much information I learned from that show as a youth?
How much?
As a youth.
How much?
All the information.
A youth.
As a youth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us better.
Yes.
Tell us now.
Alex Trebek, man. He's still going to the fact that they had, I watched one episode of the, what was it, the Super Jeopardy gimmick with the three best.
Yeah, dude, Wagwan.
You were into that.
I was.
Yeah. Yes. Relax with all the patois. Yes, Jeopardy has a very sentimental place in my heart, even though Homegirl, with all her sassiness, was great too. She was great.
Oh.
Yeah, on Weakest Link.
I know.
She used to clown people, man.
She did.
Oh, my God.
But then, what was the one clip of the dude who got her back? Yeah.
He was nasty.
It was real nasty.
She kept trying to cut him, and he was like, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm a genius. He got her. I will also go with Jeopardy, because the analogy that you made is very, very real. Like, Wheel of Fortune was a warm-up for your brain, because, like, regular people can be on Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I feel like I could go on Wheel of Fortune, like, you know what? I might have a chance. But Jeopardy, not even almost.
Got to know everything.
Not even almost.
You got to know everything.
Yeah, it's insane. So watching people who are actually that intelligent answer questions and like from so many different genres, like that's super entertaining to me. So I'm going to go Jeopardy.
You know what was great too was like at the end when they would like bet, you know, like the exact amount that they needed to win.
Mm-hmm.
You could have bet it all.
Yeah.
But no, I want to beat you by a dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar,
yeah.
And bet on my knowledge. Just and beat you by a dollar. Yeah, and go ahead and do it. That man, that was badass, man.
And the shame you had if you didn't make it to Final Jeopardy.
Ooh.
And you were under the, if you were in debt. Mm.
That's what happened in the Champions debt. Thing.
Oh, yeah. It did, right?
Yeah.
Because the two dudes were kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, but
and
then the guy Brad, I think his name was Brad on the end, I fell for him so hard because it was like, it was just, it's like a speed thing.
Yeah.
And they were just crushing it. And so like when he didn't make Final Jeopardy and Tribeca's, well, you don't have any money, so you don't get to play Final Jeopardy. But he kept hitting him. Every time they come back from commercial, like, and the score is this, this, and, Brad. Yep. And then at one point, Trebek was like, oh, so the score's reset because we're doing Jeopardy again. And then one of the guys looked down at Brad and goes, oh, but his stayed the same. And I was like, oh, whoa. You don't have to do that. Leave this man alone. He's won so much money on Jeopardy. Anyway, okay, let's go. Jeopardy.
There was a baby. WWE version of The Weakest Link in 2001.
Yes, we saw
where
Big Show and her went back and forth.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I forgot about
Lita,
that.
Lita, Booker, Triple H.
And Weakest Link was very good, but how long did it last? At least, I think I want to say there's a British version, too. I think there was. But right. It didn't last that long in the States.
It didn't.
But how long has been, not just like, Family Feud has been great because it's been long running, but it's had many different hosts. Yeah. Alex Trebek has been doing this damn thing for decades.
The whole
still
damn
going.
Time.
And you know what was dope too? I think he had a health scare. Yeah. And just seeing the outpouring of love from people because legit, like when I saw the announcement and like how teary-eyed, that's my guy, man.
Yeah. Right.
I grew up watching Alex and he always felt, he just comes across, you know, Pat Sajak kind of guy, he got an attitude, let's be honest. You know what I mean?
He said, know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Wow, where'd it come from?
I mean, look at him.
What about him?
Look at him. He got an attitude. He also got a bunch of tweets, too. I don't want to get into his politics.
I mean, he does on the Twitter end, but looking at him, it isn't.
Alex Trebek, what a wholesome. I watched interviews. There was a documentary about game shows, and I think he was in his house and did some interviews, too. He's just, that's a good man, man. That's a good-hearted man.
Wholesome is a good word.
Yeah.
That's a good
great
word.
Man. I root for Alex Trebek. We love you, Alex.
Come on, Alex. Jeopardy, baby.
Jeopardy wins.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jeopardy
the
wins.
End of the first round of the bracket.
Woo!
Wowzers.
Okay, so we are done with this first round. How are you guys feeling? Kofi's spilling apple juice.
How did that
spill?
He's a mess.
Because you turned it up.
No, the bottle is like at the, how did it spill?
I think it's because he turned it.
Yeah. Watch you turn it.
I'm starting to think that Kofi doesn't understand physics, like that dive that he just while laying on my feet.
It's condensation.
That's a lot of condensation,
right,
condensation,
if you say so.
So how much ice was in there?
As a matter of fact, you're the one who spilt this water on the table that got on the apple.
I did not.
Ranting and raving. Yes, that was you.
I don't recall.
That's what got
this
on
is the rantings of a man who's slowly just...
He's losing it.
He's losing his mind.
I will say that first round was a lot of fun. We had to kind of speed through the first half of the first round. But we got to sit in and sink into the...
Disrespect to Golden Girls. Could have been up against Game of Thrones and it would have won.
I mean, I'll give Game of Thrones.
You want to a coin toss on Game of Thrones? That's just unconscionable.
Anyways, wrap this bad
unconscionable.
Boy. Wrap it up.
If you guys want to hear the next part of the bracket, we're getting deeper in it, and we're gonna find a winner. Make sure you listen to it next week on the greatest podcast that you've ever heard in your life, which is entitled "The New Day."
Feel the power.
Now you can follow us on the social medias. You can check me out at Xavier Woods PhD on Twitter and Instagram. Follow my YouTube up, up, down, down. So, Kof, you next.
You can follow me at True Kofi on Twitter, at The True Kofi on Instagram.
I'm at WWE Biggie on Twitter and on Instagram. You already know the deal.
And then you spill all, you got a hole in your lip.
Just wrap it.
See, it's not just me. It's not just me spilling stuff. Okay?
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Remember, use hashtag NewDayPod to stay in the conversation and tell your friends to download this podcast wherever they listen to their podcast, because it's everywhere. It's very easy to download. Just search The New Day. Then you'll find the picture of our happy cartoon faces. Love you. Bye.
Yeah.